When former Prime Minister Bob Hawke died just last week, you know, it was pretty shocking. Well, one of his most lauded legacies was Australia's Medicare system. And now the Medicare system, which has been funded by taxpayers, gives Australian residents access to, you know, pretty vital healthcare. I think most of us pretty much know what Medicare does. Following the federal election this weekend, today on The Daily, we're going to be looking at what the coalition government could mean for Australia's healthcare system now that they've won again. Well, joining on the line now to chat a bit further about this is Jim Gillespie from the Sydney School of Public Health. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Medicare is, you know, a pretty important part of Australia's healthcare system. You know, it helps me with my asthma, but it didn't always exist. What did Australian healthcare look like before we even had Medicare?
Well, before, we actually had two go. It's our second go. Medibank, which the Whitlam government brought in the 1970s, was the first attempt and looked a bit like Medicare now. So if we go back before then, we had private health insurance. You had to have private health insurance to get any government money towards your health care. And about a large section of the population had no coverage. And if you went to public hospitals, you had to pay unless you were below a means test. There was nothing like the free treatment for public patients we have now. So Medibank and then Medicare, which looks very similar, changed all of that. The biggest thing it changed actually was hospitals, public hospitals, because it outlawed them charging fees for patients coming in. And it set up a system of effectively paying doctors for treating you through the Medicare system.
Right.
So it widened access to the system.
Mm. Well, previously, you know, several years ago, the Abbott government, they wanted to introduce unsuccessfully the Medicare co-payment. Are we expecting any kind of cuts or maybe even a co-payment with the Morrison government now in power?
We already have more co-payments than any other country in the world or any other developed country in the world. So we may get more, but both sides of politics have been quite good at sticking them in. The one brought in by Abbott was right at the front of services, so it was particularly difficult. But what I think the political strife they got into on that means governments are very wary about that, and the coalition government is very nervous about being accused of undermining Medicare now. So major attacks on it like that, I think, are unlikely, and they are committed to removing what remains of the freeze on Medicare benefits, the payments that go to doctors, which were imposed actually by the Gillard government, but continued right through till last year.
Mm. Well, last week at the National Press Club, Scott Morrison mentions that when he first entered the workforce, he received some good advice from his father, which was to take out private health insurance. Is taking out private health insurance actually something worth doing?
Depends on your age and your health record. It's in trouble at the moment because for a lot of people, particularly younger people, there's not much value in it. If the main health expense you're likely to have would be an accident ending up in emergency or routine medical problems you just see your GP for, then private health insurance is a bit of a waste of money. That's why there are all these carrots and sticks to try to force you to buy it, because it's seen even by the people who sell it as a grudge purchase, something that people buy reluctantly and consider getting rid of at the moment their household income comes under stress.
Mm. Well, I mean, with the comments like this, it does kind of feel like, well, in my opinion, that they're pushing people towards private health insurance. Does that mean we should be worried for the future of Medicare under the Morrison government?
I think it's the sort of creep towards privatisation like that is a bit of a worry. There's certainly a ideological support for private health insurance, which often isn't borne out by evidence. But I think it's part of our system, and both parties support it, but it's a question of whether it's just supplementing and giving people better accommodation and things like that, which was the original idea, or whether we've actually got lots of services moving to the private sector and increasing waiting lists and access problems in the public sector, which is actually happening in some areas. So I think that's what needs to be watched.
And I believe both Medibank and NIB, their shares actually rose following the Morrison election win. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, where it all goes in the future.
Yeah. Labor had been promising to put a 2% cap on the increase in private health insurance premiums. So the private insurers were clearly nervous about that. And it's not quite clear how it would have worked, but... Anyway, it's not going to happen.
Well, it'll be interesting to see anyway how Medicare does pan out with the Morrison government. Hopefully we don't see any cuts or anything. That won't be too great. Well, Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you for having me.
That was Jim Gillespie from the Sydney School of Public Health speaking to us here on The Daily about what potentially a Morrison government could mean for Australia's healthcare system.